This is how we do in Texas. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. And before you sit down, tell someone, I look good, but you look better. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. We are happy people. Amen. Repetition is the best way, one of the best way of learning your skills. That's what they said, right? You keep repeating and repeating, and you can learn your skill more so. Just like when I do some tricks, I'm so good at it because I keep doing it. Of my teaching, and the same thing. That's why I'm in series chapter, third part of my teaching. So I can learn and relearn and then be good at it. So we are in Daniel chapter 3. Every time I come here, I talk about Daniel chapter 3. In tribute to one of our teachers in the book of Daniel. Right? Pastor John's wife who passed away. So I kind of like glean on their teaching. Hey, there's Pastor John. Praise God. I was talking about you and your wife, Lynn. So I'm talking about Daniel. And so I glean about Daniel and how that these three men were so courageous. Their posture that need to be changed by King Nebuchadnezzar, and yet their posture is the same. They didn't bow down. They stand tall in the liberty that Christ has set them free, or their God has set them free. So they stand out in the midst of all the people that's bowing out. They are the one only standing. And I hope the body of Christ, when things are going rough, just like the last time I preached, is what you do when the heat is turned on. See, are you going to bow to those narratives that they tell us every single day? Or you'll be standing up like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? So that's the posture that they stand on. And they're not scared whether they put in the fire and seven times hotter, and yet they will not bow down because they know that God is able. I wish I had time to preach about to you about Abel. You know who killed Cain? Cain? His name is Abel, right? So Abel. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly the things you ever think or imagine, right? And God is able to preserve us in this last day. But I don't have time to talk about Abel, okay? But praise be to God. That's their what they said to King Nebuchadnezzar. And of course, in this history, I want to talk about three people of fourth man, because the king say, did we see that? Did we cast out three people over there? And yet he saw the fourth man who is like the son of God. So in his story, I'm going to talk about that fourth man. Amen? And the thing about that, the last time I shared with you is that, see, he show up because these three boys are worshiping. They didn't worship and all that, hallelujah. But the fact they worship God, Jesus show up. See? And most of the preaching, just like the road to Emmaus, they were talking about Jesus. See, when you're talking about Jesus, see, Jesus was next to them. See? So Jesus always is gravitated to the people who talk about him, lift him up, defend about the faith. And many times we cowered on the things of God when we are confronted with people on our faith. He said, you have to stand tall in that liberty that you have been set free. What is your testimony? And you will be tested in these last days. So praise God, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I talk about Job, what is their story when the heat is turned on, right? See, Job tackled everything, even to his wife that he loves, says, hey, curse God and die. But Job says, how about bless God and live? And that's what exactly happened to Job. How about David? When the heat was turned on, you know, he's doing God's work, rotating in the border of Israel, protecting it, and yet come home, and the household and everyone's houses are burned up. Their wives and children, the family was taken by in Ziklag, and it was taken by their enemy, and you're serving the Lord. What do you do, David, when the heat is turned on? Right? But David says in 1 Samuel 30, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. See, that's what he did. And so many times we will be confronted with this. And this is just the beginning of sorrows. Beginning of sorrows, as revelation that in the teaching of Pastor John. The beginning of sorrows as we enter into these last days, because the Antichrist, the devil, don't like it, right? And he wants to end this thing. And so he's turning up the heat, especially to the body of Christ. But praise be to God. When the heat is turned on, we can encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. And in his story, we will know and we stand strong. As a matter of fact, Paul says in his last word, he says in Ephesians, the finality of my message to you is be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. See? It's always in the Lord, his might, his story. And as a matter of fact, when the trumpet sound, it's not the Baptist who will rise first, because the dead in Christ shall rise first. No, it's not them, but the one in Christ. That's what in Thessalonians says. Those who are in Christ, not in church, not in denomination, but in Christ. It's Christ living in you. It's the life of Christ that dwells in you, that you live every day of your life. And of course, Pastor Brad talked about, you know, purpose. And that's why we have the purpose, our destiny, and things like that. And so we have the moment that we are going to this time and age that we're living in. There's moment that we can capture his story and be able to glean and be empowered by his story and the testimony that we have. And also, oh, wow, you can put it all. That's fine. So I can just navigate to that. So that's the key verse in Daniel 3, where, look, I see the foreman united in the middle, and it's like the Son of God. So go ahead. So I told you about three times heat, harvest, evangelism, activation, theme is heat. When I first stand before you and preach, it's H-E, heat, just throw out the heat. Heat stands for, in this teaching, is H-E-A-T. Come on, just put it up. All right, heat is history, and then E is everlasting. We have an everlasting God, amen, or amazing God in his story. He includes you and me, Psalms 139, before you are formed, yes. And then A is what? I just, because of the time, A is amazing God, and then T is Trinity. So that's what heat stands for tonight, okay? In his story, I talk about, Matt talk about making disciples, right? When he teach about last Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago, is the fact that we make disciples. And the will of the Lord Jesus Christ in that sense is that when somebody is about to die, he has a will and has to be executed. And the last word that he says, go, see, go and make disciples. See, go is the two-thirds of the name of God is go. See, that's the great commission, right? It's really the great go mission. See, we have to go mission. Because if you don't go mission, then you're sinning on the great omission. You omit, right? So that's the essence of that, and make disciples. And if you don't get it, then that's why they call disciples. Remember that? Hallelujah. So that's hard to explain, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. That takes 6 years of education, and they still don't get how to explain Trinity, right? And especially me, English is the second language, how much more I can explain to you about the Trinity. But in this story, we have to defend the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But praise be to God in his story, and even grace. We're talking about last Tuesday about the love of God first. God is love. Pastor Matt talked about God is love, not love is God. And so, because God is love. See, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so, because of that love, the love that cannot stand alone, that has to give all the time. And so out of him came us because of that great love. See, he cannot stand alone. It's always had to give. So he created us. So because of that love. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And of course, Jehovah false witnesses, you know, that's Jehovah is one God. Many religion says there's only one God. Of course, there's only one God. We believe in one God, but we believe in the Trinity. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they are one. And they cannot explain that, or we can't even explain that. I will not be in the position to explain that. But one thing I know is that Elohim, say Elohim. Elohim. El means one in Hebrew, right? El, one. And then Lo is two. See? One plus two equals three. Elohim. Three in one. Can you imagine that? See, I learned Hebrew a little bit. See, Elohim is three. One is El, and Lo is two. One plus two is three. Three in one. As a matter of fact, when he said, let us, he said, let me make man, right? Let us. That's plurality and singularity. Let us make man in our image according to his likeness, our likeness, see? Amen. And then when Noah came and the flood was finished, then God says, replenish, let us go down and replenish the earth. So it's the same wind. It's the same thing. And even Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah said, who will go for us? God is saying to Isaiah, who will go for us? Not for me, but for us. See the plurality and singularity, three in one. But praise be to God, we will not be confused about the Trinity, because in that Trinity, Jesus Christ, say Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, say Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and also God the Son. See, the difference between us is that we are born when we are injected in the womb, but then Jesus is separate because he came from within. The Holy Ghost come. See, that's the difference. Everybody was injected in to become men, but Jesus become men inside out. We come in inside in, right? Makes sense? Makes sense? Okay, so praise be to God. And here, can you put the Colossians 2:9? Colossians 2:9. Jesus Christ, he make it easy for us to understand who the Father is. After all, the mission and purpose of Jesus, not only to seek and save that we're lost, but to introduce the Father. And the Father, Abba, Abba, Abba. So Abba, Father, Daddy. And we are adopted into the sonship. That's why we call Abba, Father in Romans 8:16. Right? That's what Paul says. It's amazing. Not only God has given us that insight that he came into the human flesh and become one of us so that we can know God. Because really, how can you know the infinite God? Right? It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to comprehend your wife in the first place, but how much more God? Right? I'm sorry, my wife. Okay. But yeah, how much more that we can comprehend God. He is so big, he is so powerful, and yet he has given us the Lord Jesus Christ. For in him form all the fullness of deity. See, deity dwells in bodily form. So in Christ Jesus, whom Philippians 2, he set aside all his power and deity and came become a human flesh so that he can be identified with us. And so with that identification, all things have been handed over to me, Jesus, by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son determines to reveal him. So the revelation of God comes from the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to reveal him to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him. So the believers who believe in him will understand that love of God. That's really for the believers to understand this love of God. See, for God so loved the world. We were in the world, but when you believe in him, you will not perish but have everlasting life. And that's the beginning of your journey to understand the personality of Jesus Christ. I also want to elaborate when I was like telling about this, the testimony of this girl who called me on the phone and said, my mom is dying and crying. She was calling from Denver. And I said, and she told me that, please come to our house in Virginia Beach. And I guess it's the last rite because they know she's going to die. And so to make the long story longer, I went to the house. And sure enough, people, the sons, daughter, grandchildren are crying and death is in the room. Of course, when I come, I'm always happy. I make people laugh. I wow them with my trick. And I share the gospel. That's my threefold ministry. I evangelize, mobilize, energize, charge rice so that they can be kingdomized. And of course, I eat a lot of rice. So, amen. And then I went there and sure enough, I said, okay, hi. All that. And then mom is like dead. You know what I said? Mom, I'm Tom Cruise. And her eyes, oh, she opened her eyes right there. She thought, I'm really Tom Cruise. So that's the beginning of that engagement. And of course, I have the oil, I have the Bible, and I read James chapter 5. If anyone's sick, pray. If anyone marry, rejoice with them. And then if anyone's sick, call the elders of the church, anoint the oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and they recover. So I just read that. I put the oil and pray the prayer of faith, and I'm done. And next thing I know, we're engaging. So we're talking. I make her laugh more and things like that. And, of course, I said I have a promising voice, so I sing also those Tagalog songs, the old songs in Tagalog that she remembers, and she sings with me. See? And she remembered all those songs. And now the atmosphere changed. Remember Colossians 1:27? Christ in you is the hope of glory. And so when you enter in and you have Christ, it's changed the atmosphere, right? So that's really the essence of Christianity. You, Christ in you is the hope of glory. I mean, that's what happened that night. And so I left. Like I told you, they even gave me an envelope. And sure enough, I'm a conqueror. Give it to my wife. She's more than conqueror. Every paycheck I have. Okay. So that's what happened. And, of course, I follow up after a week because I don't hear nothing from them. And next thing I know, the daughter says, I'm already in Denver. She didn't do a funeral service, I should say. So she's alive and well after this day. That's what, like 4 weeks ago. So she's still alive. So praise God, amen, because God is so good, and it's happening every day, even in the pandemic that we have. When I went to the convention, there's because God is saved every day in the midst of pandemic. So that's amazing, because God is real. Yes, we might be narrow-minded, just like Pastor Bill when I was teaching with the kids last Sunday. We can be called narrow-minded in our belief because he is the only one that says Jesus is the way, Jesus is the life, and what? The truth, see? And I told the children, when you use the word the, which means there's no other option. There's only one way, and he is the way. There's only one truth, and he is the truth. There's no other option when you say the. Just like Jesus is the Son of God. There's no other Son but Jesus. Right? So that's what happened. So we're narrow way. As a matter of fact, narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. So, yes, because it's hard to comprehend. Because many people, I'm an immigrant, a lot of immigrants come here and we bring our religion in America. That's why we have all this confusion. Where in America was founded in one nation under that one God, and yet we sway away because we're corrupted. But just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, see, they didn't. They were dressed. They changed their name, Mishael, and all that. They changed to Shadrach, and yet they don't budge because they know whom they believe, and that He is able to keep them from falling. So that's what happened. So we have to stand in that faith that you believe in. And just like the songwriter says, whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. See, a promising voice, right, brother, sister? Yeah, praise God. So, but then in this history, He included us. That's amazing. Man, I came from the Philippines, States of America, or P-O-R. See, that's why I love United States of America. I was poor, but now I'm rich. Not wealthy, but I'm rich. I tell everybody every time I go back to the Philippines, I was there. I will not go back in that poverty, no matter what, because I live it, and there's no happiness in that state. I will not go back. I'm here already, and up is better. Amen? Just like you got delivered, you have been delivered from the darkness into His marvelous light. Why are you going back to darkness? That don't make sense. You were delivered from your sin, and now here you are with life eternal, living happy with God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Everybody's looking for peace. Right? Drugs, alcohol, what? But it's not lasting. This is eternal life. I mean, the love of God is so amazing. Let me tell you this story. Oh, wow. So, I've been gone from the Philippines, joined the Navy and all that. When I was little, about 7 years old, there's a window. And that window is the barber shop. It's a glass window. So I look at that outside. It was in the market, and I can vividly see the peace of that man with the towel. Because only, you know, people who has money can sit that chair. Eh? Poor, my brother cut my, shave it off, no problem. But there you have to pay. I cannot afford that. And so one day, I'll be able to sit in that chair and have the towel. Just my dream, right? I was 7 years old. And to make the long story longer, you know, leave my life, 21 years old, came here to the United States, joined the Navy at 20 years. Then God saved me. I will not go back to the Philippines because I don't have nothing to go back to. But then God saved me, and then we become missionary because we want to sow back to where I came from. That's my goal now. Instead of going to poverty, I'm going to the poor and rescue the pure and poor and bless them and help them. That's why we do ARMS, medical mission. ARMS, okay? And medical mission. And I was just talking to the head of the medical mission. And so we're going to activate that again next year in June. So I will be inviting each and every one of you. And our pastor is the first one who signed up. He wants to go to the Philippines. See? Because you're always going to be looking down on us, being tall, but it's okay. It's okay. You're tall, white, and handsome, but it's okay. So in any rate, so one day, 1 year, we went to the mission. And lo and behold, we were doing mission. And I was like, 50 years old back then? And the pastor said, I'm going to get a haircut. Okay. I rode with him, and here he is getting a haircut, and I sat down waiting. And I just looked at the wall. It's a haircut, 2 pesos or 100 pesos, then towel. In that moment, I felt the love of God because He reminded me when I was 7, that's like 43 years, I wasn't saved. And yet that minuscule desire of my heart, he remembered that towel. Is that you? He'd like the vivid picture that I was 7 years old was right there. I was that looking at that window. And God gave me the desire, the dream of my heart, just a little bit. And yet that revelation of God so expounded to me so vividly that, man, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I was like crying that day. For God, I mean, how can I say thanks for all the things he has done for me? Things so undeserved that he gave to prove his life for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I give it all to thee. To God be the glory. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to share with you. And like I said, be here on Sunday morning, either 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's Easter. The world will celebrate the resurrection, and that separates us from believing Jesus Christ, because of all the gods, he is the only one who rose from the dead. And he is real. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will celebrate. He lives in you and me. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, tonight, receive him and experience his great love for you. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered them. And no matter how or what places you are in, God is able, well able, to do exceedingly and abundantly you think, ask, or imagine. So praise be to God. Be blessed. Be blessed, and hope to see you at the door. Amen? So we're going to pray tonight, but the